John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Experiment to talk about golden turkeys. And then we're going to talk about your turkeys, whether you like white meat or dark meat, and whether or not you believe on January 20th, after all these legal battles, the winner will be Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And we have prizes for that, MyPillow prizes today. But we, before we do that, we have to talk about the golden turkey. Hi, John, how are you?
Hi.
So, for those that have missed it, you should tell us about the golden turkey, because I think it's the best named award ever.
The American Experiment has developed this prize. It's the Golden Turkey Award, and we announced the first one yesterday at a press conference. And what we're doing is highlighting examples of foolish state government spending. And you know, what we need in Minnesota is not higher taxes. What we need is smarter spending. And that's what the Golden Turkey Award is intended to promote. We gave the first one out yesterday, but there are many more to come. We're going to give the second Golden Turkey Award probably in February or March of 2021. And we're going to keep giving them as long as the state of Minnesota continues wasting our money.
Thank you very much. Does this stuff resonate? Do people hear this and go, come on, what are we doing? Does it wake people from their slumber, you think, John?
Scott, I think it does. I mean, thousands of people voted. This was determined by a public vote. We promoted on Facebook and other social media and on our website. And thousands of Minnesotans voted. And, you know, the nominees, we had four really good nominees. You know, $1,000 for some woman to conduct a hands-on climate mapping workshop where participants create maps of their personal emotional terrain of climate change. I have no idea what that means, but our government wasted money on it. $900,000 to pay Minnesotans not to mow their lawn. Not to mow the lawns, $900,000. $57,000 to a celebrity chef named Andrew Zimmern to tweet twice a month. $57,000 to tweet twice a month. And oh, by the way, he tweeted his congratulations to all of the winning DFL politicians, but DFL only, using the only an MN hashtag that he was paid to tweet.
Yeah, he's a Minnesota. Yeah, he's a Minnesota lefty.
Yeah.
And, he's a bizarre foods guy.
And I'm really glad that people are you know, waking up to this, pointing this stuff out, and because you hear about big high profile ones like the warehouse morgue or whatever Walls tried to do.
And that was the winner, Scott. Yeah. 64% of Minnesotans voted for the $6.9 million refrigerated fruit warehouse that Tim Walls bought to serve as an overflow morgue,
which remains empty with nothing COVID related. They're just a bunch of supplies or something. Right? I mean, yeah, so that was the winner. Wow.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Well, $6.9 million is a lot of money for one thing, Scott. There's a certain kind of macabre, quality to it.
Gosh, no kidding. The golden turkey is not going away. I hope we're going to just keep this up and find these wasteful projects that taxpayer dollars have been spent on, highlight them, and hopefully shame a few people that are trying to slip them through in the dark of the night. Is that the plan?
That's exactly correct, Scott. We're going to keep doing this as long as legislators keep wasting our money.
And I'm pretty sure that's going to happen some more. So maybe we could have a hearing with the Republican Senate that was supposed to go away that didn't happen and dig into some of these, right?
Well, I hope so. But the other thing we really need, Scott, is constituent pressure. You know, every Minnesotan is somebody's constituent, right? A representative and a senator, and that's what they care about. They care about hearing from their constituents. And we need to rile up Minnesotans to tell their legislators, don't raise my taxes, spend my money smarter.
No kidding. All right, John, thanks for the update. And remind folks how they can follow all of this. The Center of the American Experiment does some great work on this, and These surveys will continue. We have a golden turkey winner just in time for Thanksgiving, but there'll be more, and they'll keep them going. How do they keep tabs on the good work your folks are doing there?
Go to AmericanExperiment.org. Fresh content every day.
It is good. And sign up for their magazine, which is phenomenal. Really good stuff.
And thank you, Minnesota.
You just keep it around for a while. Yeah, exactly right. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day and a great Thanksgiving.
You too, John Hinderacher. Oh, hey, John, are you still there?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, because you're a good lawyer, Why? What do you think the chances are with the Trump effort to get every vote counted? I mean, the reason I ask you this is Mike Lindell. Now I revealed his name. I didn't mean to. But a friend of mine talked to Lynn Wood, and Lynn Wood was asked by this friend of mine, whose name I might have mentioned, you know, what are Trump's chances in all this? Like, Lynn, what do you think? So Lynn Wood, pretty, you know, attorney of note, said 100%, 100%. And I thought, wow, I've never heard a lawyer say anything's 100%. But what do you think?
Well, I think his chance is slim. I mean, if they've got a rabbit buried somewhere in that hat, they better pull it out real fast, you know. One of the problems, Scott, is that all the procedures that have deliberately been put in place to make voting lax and to make voter fraud easy, we've seen that in Minnesota, but we've seen it around the country, all those lax procedures also make it very difficult, if not impossible, to prove voter fraud after the fact. It's a huge problem. And the time is short. You know, the time is short. The Electoral College meets next month. So I think the only way they've got a shot is if some of these reports turn out to be true. For example, it was reported that at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden in Wisconsin, 100,000 votes come in all at once for Joe Biden. Right? Is that true? I don't know. It was reported.
Well, my understanding is that they've got a boatload of evidence, including, by the way, a surveillance of the State Farm Center in Atlanta that right now is blowing up, where they've witnessed some of this. So evidently, but my understanding is, and you know this better than me, with civil litigation, you're not bringing the evidence every time. You're bringing a court to say, will you hear this? And when they won't, then you got to go to the next court. They're trying to find a court that'll hear it. I mean, eventually they're trying to get the Supreme Court with this, aren't they?
Well, the problem is that time is so short, you know, and you can get evidence of voter fraud. There's a lot of evidence of voter fraud. What's hard is to prove one vote at a time that voter fraud changed the result in a particular state. And I mean, you can't do that in the time they have available unless they can show that there were certain sudden influxes of votes like 100,000. This has been written about several states, you know, all for Joe Biden, which makes no sense. And there are no ballots corresponding. So, you know, that would imply some kind of electronic manipulation, you know, and they keep talking about it, but we haven't seen the evidence.
Like today, for instance, Pennsylvania rejected one of the lawsuits. Giuliani's quote after was, we're thankful because we want this to go to the Supreme Court. So, you know, to get this, I guess, you know, up to the highest court and deal with it. So I'm going to keep praying. That's what I'm going to do. Just keep praying. And every legal vote should count. Everybody should want that to be the case. Everybody should want the confidence to know that was the case. So, but you are right. We don't have a lot of time to do all this. Thanks a bunch, John. Really appreciate your time, as always.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
John Hinderacher with us on What's on Your Mind.